Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The FT.
When is a guarantee not a guarantee? We read the latest warnings about structured products. Who can afford to care? We add up the fees for residential and nursing homes. And how up close and personal can a lender get? We ask how your customer profile affects the cost of borrowing. All this to come in this week's FT Money Show. I'm Matthew Vincent, and I'll be giving you the lowdown on all of these money matters in downloadable form with my colleagues from FT Money, Alice Ross.
Hello.
Joe Cumbo.
Hi there.
And Elaine Moore.
Hello.
And our special studio guest, Alex Edmonds, Product Manager with Saga's Care Funding Advice Centre.
Hello. Hi.
Let's start then with the money news. This week, the Financial Services Authority issued a new warning about financial companies failing to properly advertise risk to their customers. So-called structured products, which offer people exposure to the stock market with some level of protection, are being promoted without any clear and adequate justification for the descriptions used, according to the regulator in its quarterly consultation paper, which came out on Monday. As a result, investment products that currently describe themselves as guaranteed, protected, or secure may have to explain exactly what these terms mean under new guidelines proposed by the regulator. Alice, in some ways it's about time these things were cleared up, because there are no guarantees in investing. The guarantee is only as good as the company providing it, and people need to know that, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this has been going on for quite a long time. We first kind of found out that structured products weren't really marketing themselves very well after 2008, because when Lehman Brothers collapsed, it emerged that they had backed quite a number of structured products, and so suddenly people that had invested in these things, because Lehman Brothers had gone bust, lost a lot of or all of their money. And so the FSA warned on this in 2009, actually, and so, you know, that's almost 2 years ago. And still they're issuing another fresh warning this week. And they're doing a really big paper on structured products and with some, you know, really